Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is truly and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many great things and wonderful things to share with us. As we go forward in Him, doing all that's in His heart, we see a change, a great change in our lives. Remember, we see the fractions of what God sees. He sees the whole picture, even through time itself. He can see where we're headed and what people's plots and plans are and the things that will intrude our lives or bless our lives. He knows which way we should go. He monitors everything. He knows. So when you follow his lead, you're relying on his wisdom. But we calculate his wisdom based on what we know and what we're devoted to. That's why it's so important to be devoted to his love. When you trust God, he's got your back. He sees what you don't. He's got your side. He's got what's way ahead of you, way out of the range of your sight. You know, there used to be a movie called Vanishing Point. And if you're driving down the road, there's a vanishing point. Well, God sees beyond your vanishing point in every direction. So, he knows where you're headed. So when he gives you something to do, you fit the bill. Out of all the people in this world he could have gotten to do it, he chose you. Don't let it drop. Whatever he personally give you to do, don't let it drop. Whoever if he give you a clue about a person to marry, don't let it drop. Satan's going to try to get involved and try to make it look bad. He uses illusions. God uses reality. Satan uses illusions. You can't trust nothing he speak. If he speak, he lying. If he thinking, he lying. He can't come up with nothing good towards you. Whatever the enemy tells you, it's to his advantage or his perceived advantage. And remember, Satan don't know everything. He can't calculate like God. He's way outclassed. In fact, if you follow God, you outclass him. Jesus gave us authority over Satan. And if you're following God, you outclass him just like God does. If you hold on to what God give you to do, you outclass Satan. And not to underestimate Satan. He was an angel that saw God's face. He's very wise, very smart. And without Jesus Christ, we wouldn't have a chance. But with Jesus Christ, the love of God, we outclass him. And so it is with the anointing. Men try to put forth their best effort. But when you have the anointing of God, you have God's ability to do something. And you're sanctioned for it. So if God tells you to do something, you are sanctioned for it. You can do this. You can make it happen. Not just you. It's not by might or power, but it's by his Spirit. That's why it's by his Spirit. God knows what to do. He evaluates everything. And I even realized something over time, that the things he give me to do, he give it to me to do and I can do it on my level without getting in pride. The Lord introduces me to new knowledge in a way that I don't get in pride about it. He prepares me for knowledge. See, knowledge can cause people to puff up and be in pride, be pompous. I'm better than everybody. That's not the heart of God. God hates that. So when he give me knowledge, and I notice when he give people knowledge, he give it to them. They can handle. They're at a point they'll be faithful and not get in pride. But there's another problem. If you tell the wrong people, when you're not around, they'll act like they're wise. And God hates that. And I think that's why God, sometimes I got friends and pastor friends that I know And I want to tell them the new information God gave me. And when I get in their presence, I go blank. I don't really know why I go, you know, God just caused me not to forget everything. But when I leave their presence, it all comes back. And I started noticing that. And I don't really know all the details of why, but I know he hates pride to the point that he can do that. So before I start talking to people, I make sure it's okay with God. Paul said that we're stewards of the mysteries of God. Now, the steward uses, he's trying to do the best he can with what he has to work with. He's over somebody else's belongings. The anointing that God gave me is for his people. His people. It's not for Satan's people. But he has to give his wisdom and knowledge to people that love him, and then they'll live the life before all men, and they will begin to bless people that are not on his side, and suggest to them that they can have the life of God if they want it. And as they are receptive, then the Lord, the anointing will unfold to them. The knowledge of God, God will give them knowledge. He thinks of everything. If you give a child too much too fast, you'll destroy that child. Everybody needs a hunger for something. They need to have a drive to do something. And they need to look to God. They don't need to look to the parents. If the parents always bail them out, they won't look to God. You have to cut them off. Let your children earn money. Because that's how society works. You're not going to be around to give them everything they need. They're not dumb and stupid. They can think and they can process. And as they do, help them. Coach them. Teach them to have faith in the Lord. My children would ask me for things. I say, start believing God. God opened doors for you to make money. You got to learn this somewhere, and you might as well learn it now. People may ask you to babysit or something. I said, if you raise half the funds, I'll give you the other half. That motivated them. Sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't. But I don't give them everything they ask for, even if I can afford it. Why? Because it will cripple them. They need to learn how to stand on their own two feet. And parents that give people everything, and adults that give children everything they want, they're working against the child. That's just the way it is. If they won't go to work, let their lights get cut off. Leave them off. They'll get tired and they'll start. If they get hungry, they'll start working. One day you're going to die and they're going to have to. Or they're going to try to glum off somebody else and wear out their welcome. You don't want that to happen. So you have to train them in the way they should go. God put parents in the same position he's in. We're in a position to see where things are going. We can see where some friendships are headed and help them. We do the same thing God does. But God does it on a much larger scale than we can. Children think of right now, right? Real quick and fast and in a hurry. I want to get my problem solved and keep having fun. But you have to have a good, strong daily routine. And wiser people know this. Children, they think everything can just be given to them until they have parents that train them right. And then they have to decide to listen. If people don't do what's necessary, then they can't go forward. It's important. Now, the Lord loves everybody. He cares about us all, and he wants us to do all things just like him. He wants it to be on earth as it is in heaven, even though we got a dangerous devil walking around trying to stir up foolishness. We overcome him and keep building the earth and making it like heaven. We treat people like God treats us. That's how we do it. God loved us, he died for us, and we lay our life down for others in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. We care about people. God sees everything, and he will, and whatever he give you to do out of all the situations and people he could have used, whatever he give you to do, don't let it drop. And the people that's a blessing to you, stay in contact with them. Help them. People that can receive from you, talk to them. Spend time with them. All the relationships that build your life, don't let them drop. People that you love and care about, don't stop praying. You may be out of contact with them, but don't stop praying for them. Your prayers avail much. Sometimes, see, I watch God. The way I watch over people's lives, I watch God. And whatever he brings to my attention, I start praying. If I start considering a person, thinking about a person, I immediately start praying for them. The things that God brings to you, don't let it drop. Sometimes you're the last hope. Be strong. Everything that God give you, when he tell you to do something, you have the anointing for it. The anointing comes with it. Most things that God give you, it's understood we do it in his strength. So an anointing comes with it. And we have to follow him. We have to go forward in the Lord and do the things of God. We have to make our lives count. And we do that by living a life of obedience to God. That's the first thing. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added. The knowledge you need to get the job done will be given over time. But when God gives you something to do, you can at least begin and be faithful. Now the Lord loves us. He cares about us. He's watching over us. He's helping us out. And it's working. And all the things of God, the treasures of God's wisdom, is given to you by the Holy Spirit. In Ezekiel, the priests had to wear a garment that don't cause sweat because they're not going to be working. We work out our own salvation, but we don't work for our salvation. We receive the knowledge of God. Now, that's where we don't sweat. Whatever we do according to God's guidance. The anointing that we walk in, we receive from the Lord and walk in his guidance. The messages we receive, we don't come up with it, God gives it to us. That's how it's supposed to be. That's the standard of God. But then we minister it. And then for our own lives, we seek the word of God and his counsel and obey him and do it. And it works. It works good. But if we originate something, it's not going to work. It's a waste of time. It could be a good work, but it can't. The part of God's word that will, any part of God's word will work. I can take the Bible and start reading, it'll bless somebody. But a message, I cannot originate a message. That's my power, my strength. But what God give me, that will work. Sometimes people preach speculation, how things seem to them. They try to explain why things are going wrong, and most time they're wrong. Most people do not regard the guidance of God. They let it drop. If God try to show them something, they don't always listen. And there's so many distractions that, you know, the distractions are out there to hinder you from God's best. But remember, what God say to you, what he originate is, don't let it drop. Take it serious and use it. Use his knowledge and understanding. When you get used to that, you're going to have a greater form of success. You're going to grow in a greater way. And you're going to like it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.